Martin Luther King named Avenue from Kansas City Street.
Voters in Kansas City overwhelmingly approved a removal of Martin Luther King's name from a historic road, just a month after it was renamed. The proposal to remove Dr. King's name claimed almost 70% of the vote, preliminary results show. The council voted in January to rename the Paseo, a 10-mile, 16-kilometer boulevard in the city's mostly black east side. The change sparked a fierce battle in the city, with opponents arguing that it had not been carried out properly. More than 1,000 streets worldwide are said to bear the name of Dr. King, with at least 955 found in the U.S. Kansas City is one of the only major U.S. city without a street named after the civil rights icon. Those who wanted Dr. King's name removed said they respect his legacy but criticized the council's decision to push the change through by waiving a requirement that 75% of property owners on the boulevard should approve it. I overwhelmingly heard from my constituents that they did not want it, Alicia Kennedy, who served as a councilwoman for the district that encompasses the Paseo, told the BBC. There were African-American property owners that did not agree with this way of honoring Dr. King. Ms. Kennedy, who is black, said the council had been aware that the political will was not there. They rushed to put the signs up with the hopes that once the signs were up, people would be afraid to take them down. That was their rhetoric. Kansas City can be the city that takes Dr. King's name down, Ms. Kennedy says. The Kansas City chapter of the Southern Christian Leader Conference, SCLC, an organization founded by Dr. King, led efforts to keep the street's name in his honor. They did not respond to a request for comment. Rev. Vernon Howard, president of Kansas City's SCLC, told the Associated Press news agency that renaming the street Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard was meant to be the symbol for the city's black children. Only if you're a black child growing up in the inner city, lacking kind of resources, lacking the kinds of images and models for mentoring, modeling, vocation, and a career, can you actually understand what that name on the sign can mean to a child in this community? Mr. Howard said. If the sign is taken down, the reverse will be true, he added. Opponents of the name changed the setup to save the Paseo group earlier this year. In April, it gathered enough signatures to put the removal to vote. Tensions between the SCLU and the Save the Paseo reached high point last Sunday, when silent protest was staged at a church rally held by those pushing to keep Dr. King's name. Protesters refused requests by pastors to sit down, fueling accusations of racism. But Ms. Kennedy, who worked with Save the Paseo, says the charges are a deflection of what the real issue was. She continued, residents should not be silenced by special interest groups. We pushed a reset button, Ms. Kennedy said. Now everyone has to go back to the drawing board to find a way where we can all celebrate Dr. King, and that's a huge opportunity for Kansas City.